You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Marcy Silman. I'm just thinking about those poor little trees, David, that Charlie Brown always had to decorate. The holiday shopping season is here. It's officially in full swing. Maybe you went out this weekend and took advantage of some sales. Maybe you're partaking in Cyber Monday at this very moment. All the retail hype got us to thinking about how hard this time of year might be for somebody who's addicted to shopping. April Benson joins me now. She's a psychologist who specializes in the treatment of compulsive buying disorder. She's the author of To Buy or Not to Buy, Why We Overshop and How to Stop. April, thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me, Marcy. Such an important time.
There was a study done in 2006 at Stanford University, and they estimated that about 6% of the population has a problem with compulsive buying or overshopping. Well, that's like 19 million Americans, and that's a conservative estimate. So I'm wondering if you can explain what criteria have to be met for someone to be considered addicted to shopping.
Yes. Compulsive buying becomes a kind of addictive problem when you spend so much time shopping and buying, or even so much time thinking about shopping and buying or browsing, that it leads to serious negative consequences. The negative consequences we know the best are the financial ones. Somebody who's up to their eyeballs in credit card debt, no money for retirement, can't even take good medical care of themselves because of all the money going to shopping. But there are emotional consequences, shame, guilt, depression. There are interpersonal consequences. A lot of marriages have broken up over compulsive buying addiction. And there are issues between parents and children, and I could go on. Personal development and physical space. What I call aftershocks. There are a variety of different kinds of negative consequences. Occupational, people who get fired from their jobs because they're on the internet browsing all day.
Instead of doing their work. It sounds a lot like drug addiction. How does it compare?
Well, it's considered the smiled upon addiction because consumption fuels our economy. So in that sense, it's quite different from drug addiction, which we don't smile upon. And we had a president who said after 2011, we cannot let the terrorists frighten our nation. Mrs. Bush and I want Americans to go shopping. He didn't say that about drugging or drinking.
No. Is this something that men or women are likely to suffer from? In other words, is it gender-based?
It is not gender-based. It used to be thought of, and maybe it used to be more gender-based, weighed more heavily toward women. However, these days, in a few studies that we have, they suggest that it is just as common in men. They may be shopping for different things. They may still be applying a different calculus to the activity. For example, men are much more, there's something in defending the caveman. A man sees a shirt, he goes out, he shoots the shirt, and he brings it home. But what a woman does is she takes her basket and gathers and gathers and gathers. So that distinction may still survive, but I'm not even so sure.
We're speaking on what the retail industry has dubbed Cyber Monday. How has the onset of online shopping impacted shopping addiction?
Huge, 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 huge. We have a few studies, but it's enormous because there's an enormous array of products you can buy unobserved. You don't have to have any social interaction, and that you can do it anywhere, anytime. And, of course, the advertisers, they know what you've bought. Cookies, I think, are these little coded files that tell the universe
what
it is that you bought, and then you get in your box.
Right.
Oh, you like this? Well, this is even better.
And if you are addicted to shopping, you might just click that button too. as opposed to stopping it.
Sure.
I'm speaking with psychologist April Benson about shopping addiction, and we mentioned earlier how this is not quite, this is the happy addiction as opposed to drug addiction. But one thing I was thinking about, when you go into recovery for heroin addiction or alcohol addiction, you refrain totally from consuming that. We do have to shop to survive, and I'm not talking about sweaters, I'm talking about food. So how does this compare in that sense?
Well, it's more like an eating disorder. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a major difference. This is a process addiction rather than a substance problem. And so that does make it essential that someone learn how to shop mindfully.
So it's the process of shopping we like, not necessarily the substance that we're buying. The high comes from the doing.
You know, for some people, it's also very much what they're buying. But for others, it's much more the act of shopping.
Well, when we talk about eating disorders, there are people who are binge eaters. Are there binge shoppers in that same way?
There are definitely binge shoppers, people who may not shop every day, every week, even every month. But when they do, they buy a tremendous amount. And if they are compulsive buyers, it's pretty likely that they can't pay for what they've bought. But there are some compulsive buyers who can afford it financially, but it's the other costs that are really the ones that are important in their lives.
April Benson, you mentioned that President George Bush and his wife encouraged Americans to go shopping again after September 11th. We are a consumer culture. What role does the American culture play in shopping addiction?
I think that the culture is certainly codependent. You know, we are told to buy. We are fed the message, happiness is only as far away as the next purchase. And the truth is, we can never get enough of what we don't really need. And if it's that 10th pair of black boots or that perfect ornament on the Christmas tree, and what we really need is love and affection or belonging or self-esteem, no amount of things is going to do that for us.
April Benson is a psychologist specializing in the treatment of compulsive buying disorder. April, last week, my colleague David Hyde spoke with writer and journalist Buzz Bissinger. He's best known as the author of Friday Night Lights. But last year, he came out as somebody who's addicted to shopping. He went into rehab, and he works hard to keep this under control. And here is Buzz Bissinger's advice for other compulsive shoppers.
I think the thing you can do, and I try to do it, and I'm not perfect at it, is there's that sort of sudden impulse. You're online or you're at a store. Walk away. You know, walk away. Fight that impulse. Walk out of the store. Walk away from the computer, because it's all about sort of getting a rush. I mean, it is equivalent almost to a drug rush. Walk away. Take a walk. Go around the block. And I think in some cases you'll say, you know what, I really, really don't need that, but you have to get out of the environment. If you stay in the store, if you stay online, you're going to buy something.
Is that the advice, April Benson, that you'd give? Get up and walk away?
I think it's great advice. I would add something.
Okay.
What Buzz is talking about is creating a space between the impulse and the action. In that space, I like people to ask and answer 6 questions. Why am I here? How do I feel? Do I need this? What if I wait? How will I pay for it? Where will I put it? And if you can answer those 6 questions to your real satisfaction, it's probably not a compulsive purchase.
April Benson is the author of To Buy or Not to Buy, Why We Overshop and How to Stop, a psychologist. She specializes in the treatment of compulsive buying disorder. Thank you so much for taking time today.
Oh, Marcy, thanks for having me.
It's The Record with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman.